USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Reporters will be given access to facilities on the southern border holding unaccompanied minors who illegally cross into the United States. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made that assertion on Fox News Sunday in response to questions about the lack of press access to those facilities. Border Patrol officials are expecting to encounter around 20,000 more children making the border crossing in April. And Nashville is recovering after near-record rainfall triggered flash flooding around the city. Nashville Mayor John Cooper has declared a local state of emergency and says four people have died in the flooding, with the Nashville Fire Department rescuing at least 130 people from floodwaters. Nearly 7 inches of rain fell over a 48-hour period, 5 3/4 inches on Saturday alone, the wettest March day in the city's history. The area will get a chance to dry out with mostly sunny conditions forecast for this week. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week, with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at a reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
As we get into the late spring and early summer, we're going to have a greater proportion of the population that will have been vaccinated. As you mentioned in the beginning of the piece, there are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The average retail price for gasoline moved up a much smaller amount this week by 5 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.94. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us this price is the highest since the spring of 2019.
This price is 79 cents above what it was 1 year ago. It is up 77 cents since November 20, and it's the highest we've had since early May of 2019.
This national average of $2.94 may have topped out for motorists.
What we have is probably a price right now that is near its temporary peak or already at its peak. In fact, we might see some price declines coming up, maybe small ones, in the next few weeks.
The perfect season continues for Gonzaga as they advance to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament with an 83-65 win over Creighton to move to 29-0. It's the fourth time in 6 years that the Bulldogs are part of the Final Eight. With the win, Gonzaga also extends their school record winning streak to 33 games. They'll await the winner of USC and Oregon. And the Memphis Tigers have taken home the title in an abbreviated National Invitational Tournament, dispatching Mississippi State 77-64 in the Sunday final. With the entire tournament taking place in North Texas, this year's edition was the first time in the NIT's 83-year history that the championship game was played outside of New York's Madison Square Garden. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.